Dictation for Truman, Truman, Hale, H-A-L-E, January 1336. Address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 8025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, a consultation for Mr. Hale with abnormal kidney function. Patient comes accompanied with wife, Barb, B-A-R-B. New diagnosis of right-sided adenocarcinoma of the lungs, recent biopsy done. And for pain, cytopenia, bone marrow shows a lymphoplasmacytic lymphoma. Follows with Dr. Danso, D-A-N-S-O, oncology in Midland. There has been weight loss from 219 down to 199. Although appetite is good without vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux. There is some constipation without any bleeding. Chronic incontinence from prior prostate cancer surgery with recurrence few years later requiring radiation treatment. No infection, cloudiness of blood or nocturia. Has peripheral neuropathy, mostly on the feet, but no open ulcers. Denies gross claudication symptoms. According to wife, not very physically active. There has been a number of falls, unsteadiness, but no lightheadedness, no syncope. Denied chest pain palpitations. Has chronic mild dyspnea with cough, clear sputum, no purulent material. Uses inhalers as needed. Never been tested for a sleep apnea. Wife says that he talks in his sleeps and he acting up by moving arms and legs. Patient does not recall events. No orthopnea PND, some bruises of the skin, no rash, denies pruritus, denies fever, no gross enlargement of lymph nodes, denies headaches, no decrease on eyesight, chronic difficulty hearing. Next paragraph, the past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, prior diabetes, although off medications, at home has been running in the 140s, 180s. There is peripheral neuropathy. Follows with eye doctor, Dr. Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. There has been no bleeding or retinopathy or laser treatment. Coronary artery disease with a prior three vessel bypass surgery following years later with three stents. He denies heart attack. He's not aware of rheumatic fever, endocarditis, heart murmurs, no arrhythmia, no pacemaker, no TIS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, prior history of gout, no kidney stones, no liver disease, no pneumonia. There has been prostate cancer and treatment, bladder cancer, urethral cancer and treatment, prior left-sided adenocarcinoma of the lungs requiring resection. They deny chemotherapy or radiation treatment. Also partial nephrectomy left-sided for clear cell carcinoma. Next paragraph, surgeries, the recent lung and bone marrow biopsy, the three vessel bypass surgery, three stents, bilateral length implant appendix, as indicated above, left-sided lung and left-sided partial kidney. Next paragraph, start smoking age 15, 16, 2 packs per day. He says he discontinued more than 50 years ago. Remote history of alcohol, moderate amount, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications at home include Norvas, Nurantin, Lopit, Losartan, Lopressor, Pravacol, Aspirin, Prilosec, Trelegy, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y inhaler, iron, fish oil, no anti-inflammatory agents, and off glipizide. Next paragraph, on physical exam, his weight is 199, 68 inches tall, hard of hearing, has deformity of the lower lids. Both eyes, they are everted. Normal eye movements, no nystagmus. no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise or JVD. He has distant breast sounds, satrapy, but no oral wheezes consolidation. The prior scan on the left costal area. Appears regular reading, a systolic murmur, no pericardial rap, no gross palpable liver spleen. There is decreased pulses throughout. Radial, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, and capillary refill. No gross edema, there is pallor of the skin. No gross bruises, jaundice, cyanosis. Multiple skin tags. No gross edema. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry from April, creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 29. January of this year, 2.4. December last year, 2.4, GFR 26. Years back, 2021, 2.1, 2029, 2, 2019, excuse me, 2021, 2.1, 2019, 2, 1.9, 2018, 1.8. Most recent sodium, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, elevated PTH 291, anemia 8.9, low platelets 141, presently normal white blood cells. He has gross proteinuria, 3 plus, but no blood. I reviewed notes from Dr. Danson. A review report of biopsy, lung, bone marrow. The findings of the renal cancer back in 2016, followed by surgery. A year ago, normal size kidney with a simple cyst, two of them without obstruction, stone or masses, and no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD. Stage 4, progressive over time. In a patient who has long-term history of diabetes, although presently off treatment, gross proteinuria without evidence of nephrotic syndrome, prior left-sided nephrectomy, no evidence of obstruction, urinary retention, no activity for blood in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. There is also long-term hypertension, which is poorly controlled in the office in the 160-164. I do not see nephrotoxic medications. He is not on anti-inflammatory agents. He's been taking the same dose of ARB losartan, among other blood pressure medications, for a period of time. We are going to monitor chemistry. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. He has a number of other medical issues, including the new diagnosis of right-sided adenocarcinoma of the lungs, the plasmacytic lymphoma of the bone marrow to explain the pancytopenia, clinical evidence of COPD from prior smoker, clinical evidence of peripheral vascular disease, anemia, which is most likely related to the bone marrow problems, but also advanced renal failure. Dr. Danson is in charge, so he will decide for intravenous iron or EPO treatment. The multiple cancers, as indicated before. He has a workup tomorrow with a PET scan. They are going to keep me posted about the further treatment, advised by oncology. I'm going to start treatment with vitamin D125 Rocaltrol for secondary hyperparathyroidism. All this to discuss with the patient and wife at length. End of dictation.